Okay, Trev, you can fire two now.
Chuck McDougal's cheeseburger just came off the grill at Diablo Burger in downtown Flagstaff.
I gotta have a bite of this thing.
Yeah, go for it.
For years, he didn't eat beef. He didn't trust how commercial ranchers raise their cattle. But the burgeoning business of grass-fed beef has brought him back to the carnivore side of the table.
Places like this started to open. You know your rancher and your farmer. Yeah, I feel much more comfortable eating it, and I love it.
That's just what Derek Widmark was hoping for when he opened Diablo Burger 6 years ago. He wanted to serve a taste of place with local grass-fed beef.
And it tastes different. It tastes clean. It tastes lean. You can pick up the grassiness. I mean, you are literally eating the open range of northern Arizona.
Grazing is the dominant land use in Arizona. According to a University of Arizona study, almost 500 farming operations sell cattle in Coconino County. Kit Metzger runs about 900 head of cattle on the 90,000-acre Flying M Ranch south of Flagstaff.
It is a challenge in Arizona because it's dry, but we've been raising livestock here for 100 years, and we've kind of seen the cycles. We kind of know what we're getting into.
Metzger sells most of her calves to larger beef producers, who fatten them up on grain for a few months before slaughter. That's how she pays the bills. But she started to hold back some cows to sell locally. These cows are finished on grass, meaning they graze the open range their whole lives. Ellen Parrish sells Flying M's beef to businesses in Flagstaff and Williams.
These cattle are born and raised right here in northern Arizona. They're not being trucked in or shipped out. All the feeding happens right here on the land that we're looking at.
As appealing as that is to customers, raising grass-fed beef doesn't make the ranch a lot of money. That's partly because infrastructure isn't in place to process and store local meat. Nationwide, grass-fed, natural, and organic beef make up only about 3% of the market. That doesn't mean ranchers aren't giving it a try.
Getting ready for the market.
Should be a good market. We're not going to be able to go.
Oh, really?
Not enough. We don't have enough stuff.
Ernesto Castor raises purebred Angus cattle on 70 acres of emerald green pastures in Cornville. The cows at Tres Hermanas Ranch are entirely grass-fed.
When we go to the farmer's markets, of course, that's what we get asked a lot. Well, where's there's grass? There's no grass in Arizona. And then they see the pictures that we have, and everybody thinks we Photoshop.
Castor keeps his pastures green with irrigation water from Oak Creek and Page Springs. His biggest challenge is a lack of land. Cornville is close to Sedona and filling up with subdivisions.
The demand is there, we just don't have enough grass to get more cows.
Castro's already sold out of beef until next spring, and he sells only at farmers' markets and directly to customers. So far, he hasn't turned a profit. So why get into the grass-fed beef business at all?
Well, because I'm crazy. This is just a little part of Mother Earth that I guess we were chosen to take care of. We're going to try to keep it as long as we can.
And for ranchers like Castro, it's all about giving customers a chance to taste their local landscape. In Flagstaff, I'm Melissa Civity.